Well, hello once again and welcome to Thought for the Day. And today we're concluding our study of Genesis chapter 19. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, how precious is your word to us. And so as we open it again today, we pray that your Holy Spirit would give us spiritual insight to see the truths that you would have us learn. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So Genesis chapter 19 and verses 30 to 38. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. He and his two daughters lived in a cave. One day the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to lie with us, as is the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine, and then lie with him, and preserve our family line through our father." That night they got their father to drink wine, and the older daughter went in and lay with him. He was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. The next day the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I lay with my father. Let's get him to drink wine again tonight, and you go in and lie with him, so we can preserve our family line through our father." So they got their father to drink wine that night also, and the younger daughter went and lay with him. Again he was not aware of it, when she lay down or when she got up. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The oldest daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. And the younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ami. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. Well, what a difference a few chapters make. Back in chapter 13, Lot was living with his godly uncle Abraham, and he looked and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered, and he chose it for himself. And maybe the significant phrase there was "chose it for himself." No reference to God, no prayer. The first step in a downward spiral. And now by the end of chapter 19, he's living in a cave with his two daughters, frightened. What a warning. But as we said 2 days ago, we must beware of smugness. Remember those honest words of Robert Robinson's hymn, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." But Lot in a cave is sadly only the hors d'oeuvre. The main course is even worse. Lot allowing his daughters to get him drunk so that they can have sex with their father. And there are at least three more warnings here for us. First, have you ever said to God, "I must have a husband, I must have a wife, I must have children, I must have a career," or whatever? If there's anything that in life that you must have other than God, then that's your idol. And when push comes to shove and we have to choose between God and our idol, then we see who's truly God of our life. Second, I want to say something about our witness to those in our families who don't yet know the Lord. I know that many of us are deeply concerned for those we love who are not yet Christ's, and we witness to them and we pray earnestly to God for them, and that is godly and that is right. But that's not what Lot does, and by indulging his own weaknesses for the sinful pleasures of this world, Lot doesn't try to influence his daughters for good. He allows them to influence him for evil. And that is sinful. And third, we need to be warned concerning the mayhem that our sin can cause. The two daughters of Lot each have a son, Moab and Ben-Ami, whose descendants, we're told, are the Moabites and the Ammonites. And as we read on in the Bible, both those races proved to be dreadful thorns in the side of the people of God. It was the Moabite king Balak who employed Balaam to put a curse on Israel. In 1 Kings 11, we read of King Solomon that he loved many foreign women who turned his heart from God. And the first two nationalities named of those wives, the Moabites and the Ammonites. Struggling to find something positive in these verses? Well, we find it when we look onto the book of Ruth, where we find the Moabitess, who says to godly Naomi, "Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." And then we turn on to Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, and find that Ruth ends up in the genealogy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, what a merciful God we have. There's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open, and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where we begin, when we come as a sinner to Jesus. Let's pray. O Lord, these are dreadful verses, but it's right that we read them and mark them, that we take them to heart, that we learn their lessons, and that we also see and are truly thankful from the bottom of our hearts, for you are a merciful God, and who forgives those who come to you. And so we come to you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.